Oh, thanks, Gary. So when Julie first asked me to do the epilogue, I first had to have a look at what Laminations was, because I don't always know the English words for the books of the Bible. And it's quite funny, because in Afrikaans, it's called Klaagliedere, which directly translates to complaining songs. And then when I started reading the first few verses, it's sort of, this is so fitting. This, it's just constant complaining that's going on. And I thought to myself, how does this tie into God's loyal love towards us? But as I started reading on and on into the verses, Lamentations 3, for example, verse 22 is the verse that stood out. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. Then I realized that this is the one thing this is not a thing that is just given to us once off, but is constantly throughout our lives where God shows his real love towards us. And then it sort of reminded me of the poem, Footprints in the Sand, which of course reads, "One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking alone on the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and another to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. 'Lord,' he said, 'you said that once I decide to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I'd understand why then. I needed you the most, you would leave me.' The Lord replied, 'My son, my precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it is when I carried you.'" So, we all go through those times when we feel God has left us, but when we look back upon our lives, we also see some highlights in our lives. So let's not look rather back at our lives and what's gone wrong, but let's rather focus on God's loyal love and not dwindle on the past, but think of the loyal love God has shown us.